Sai Center, February 26, 2023.
Pangeram o rengi çeşor, rengi zarar, miham, یه دشت بی انتماز اون که مثل بارون باب و سبز زاره یک شرار کنه
That was fun. I will read tonight's quote for the study circle. Gratitude is a great virtue. When the power of gratitude is realized, it will be seen that it can give benefits much more than anyone can imagine. If out of narrow-mindedness, men become ungrateful, they will suffer grievously. Gratitude is a great virtue. When the power of gratitude is realized, it will be seen that it can give benefits much more than anyone can imagine. If out of narrow-mindedness men become ungrateful, they will suffer grievously. Gratitude is a great virtue. When the power of gratitude is realized, it will be seen that it can give benefits much more than anyone can imagine. If out of narrow-mindedness men become ungrateful, they will suffer grievously. Gratitude is a great virtue. When the power of gratitude is realized, it will be seen that it can give benefits much more than anyone can imagine. If out of narrow-mindedness men become ungrateful, they will suffer grievously.
Live a grateful life being here close to you, a fear-free life, and I think you're ungrateful when you're arrogant and you have a lot of desires because nothing seems to appease you. But I feel like when you live a grateful life, you're grateful for every little thing, every experience, every few minutes with you, the snow, despite how long it's been carrying on. It's just how you move about in your moments versus the life you had before.
To me, gratitude and happiness and contentment are almost kind of synonyms now. And you taught us that gratefulness is not going with ungrateful thoughts. And it's so true. And it's, I feel every part of this code, how big it is to feel the gratefulness. And the moments that is we don't feel it as profoundly, the contentment is not as deep because somewhere the idea of lack has penetrated somewhere. And I feel it's not a mood or like an emotion, it's it's just being open to seeing the grace.
In Saturday's parenting call, we were reviewing a transcript and somebody had come to you to talk about their child and also mentioned, other than the child's difficulties, how he was very kind and loving. And you said, I know, drive on that. And I realized in that moment, I understood that the mind brings you so much lack. The narrow-mindedness that this quote speaks of, the mind just shows you lack or what's wrong or what's missing, the problem. And then a guru comes and shows you the positive, shows you the grace, which is abundant, and the problem dissolves in mm-hmm. that. But this narrow-mindedness that the quote speaks of is every mind until they come face to face with the person who can show them mm-hmm. the abundance.
For me, gratitude is the other side of the trust and surrender. It's the other side of the coin. When we trust and when we are taken care of through grace, with gratitude we stay empty and we stay away from I'm somebody. And I know something. It would be totally ungrateful of me if I didn't mention this, that what I have learned from you, Sajjan, is not gratitude for something that happened and facilitated my life, made me more peaceful, tranquil. Gratitude at much higher level, just for its own sake, as my condition, as who I am. That's something I learned from you. Thank you so much.
It's in a very ordinary even, looking at the gratitude, if a person does not see anything to be grateful for, the punishment that Baba talks about is how their perceiving the world is affecting them emotionally, mentally, and physically. You can be rich, healthy, happy. I mean, not happy, but having comfortable security. If you, as a human being, what you guys are talking about is much higher and deeper. But even as a human being, when we see lack more than plentitude, that lack keeps us in that misery that Baba was talking about. So the taste is in the pudding. The same with gratitude. When we give gratitude, the way that we feel, the way we perceive the object of our gratitude or without object, is our reward. There is a contentment, there is a satisfaction. And when we do it, even though the situation is not good, like in all of our lives now and then actually we're giving healing to the situation because we're not adding more negativity to what we see. So I love this quote that you find, because genuinely we all experience when we have gratitude, even undirected gratitude, just because I want to say I'm grateful. Chemically in our body, it does something beautiful physically.
Actually, a very long time ago you said that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Mm-hmm.
No, I was done. Okay, ahead.
You had said in this very room many years ago, Bliss was here, Gopi was here, you said specifically, chemically, how gratitude and having gratitude affects your, the serotonin or whatever. Uh-huh. You said specifically how that works and how that mm-hmm. contributes to that chemically in your brain.
Yeah.
I think gratitude to me is our ability to see the grace, the way that I can see with my eyes, I can hear with my ear. The gratitude is the ability, the person has the gratitude can see the grace, and that's where the grace can impact, his or, her life, in a positive manner. When you don't see it is as if, I'm blind, I'm not seeing it, so I'm suffering, from being blind, I don't have one of my senses. So it's, in a sense, it's a intrinsic sense that we have to see the grace. That's my my take from the gratitude.
Yeah, I agree.
And for me, gratitude is the consequence and the reward of being aware of something that is going on in your heart, in my heart, something that is going on in my life, being in a genuine path, having a genuine teacher. I mean, gratitude is the consequence of being aware of these things. Mm-hmm. And so gratitude comes in this package. And whenever I go with even one thought, I show that I don't have any gratitude, because my focus is not in the ocean of, as you said, plenty of things that I have, but I look at it very narrow I look very narrow this specific thought, and I go with that, and I sell myself to something that is not even real.
Mm-hmm. Anybody on Zoom wants to share?
Unfortunately, due to the quality of Sarenya's connection on the Zoom, her sharing is inaudible. In her own words, she has said, "For me, gratitude to Swami and Sat is a strong reminder holding me in this path. Whenever I get carried away by thoughts, I feel ungrateful for that moment, and then the gratitude pulls me back to the right direction. Thank you, Sat, for everything."
Just like Bless was saying.
Yeah. I don't have too much to add, but I just keep thinking that I would never really have any gratitude without you in this path and these teachings. It would be so fleeting and so ridiculous and so stupid. Perhaps I might be grateful for something fleeting, but that true, beautiful, breathtaking, mind-taking gratitude only exists for this. So thank you.
Good point.
I just want to add that I think gratitude, it allows you to like notice your blessings, and there's like balance in your life, and it lets you like handle tough time with grace, and you can accept it, and I don't know how to explain it, but I just want to say thank you, Sat, for teaching me at least the true meaning of gratitude. Thank you.
Also, I'm sure you all agree with me that to feel gratitude is also a grace that comes from your own heart. To be allowed to express gratitude, it needs a lifetime of opening. It's not given to every person. And it increases as the simplicity of our life increases. The simpler we become, the more grateful we are. It's just opposite of fulfillment of billions of desires. I've noticed that in my own life. That people think that if you have a really simple life or simple way of thinking or simple way of eating, you should do something about it, right? But I feel like that's what gives a space for gratitude. I mean, honestly, a piece of pomegranate feels differently. Why not believe her? Or a piece of cake that your cousin makes it for you is like you were granted this amazing gift, right? Where if our mind is not full of simplicity, even a 25 carats diamond means nothing. Do you guys agree with me?
Yes.
And I think this is what increasing our gratitude daily is, the simplicity that we have choose for our lives rather than complication. We notice now things because we are not bombarded by ungratefulness. I don't know. I mean, after 20 days of snowing, we still come out and say how beautiful this is. We're in past. We definitely would not say that because life was complicated. How am I going to drive there? How am I going to get there? It's a different world that we're allowed to live in by our simplicity.
Sat-chan, can we say gratitude keeps us as empty as possible?
And you can also say your emptiness allows the gratitude to come to forward.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For me, I experienced a lot of pain because of not being grateful. But nowadays, because of the grace and everything that happened, as soon as I'm opening my eyes, I feel that I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
We
all can identify with that.
This is the first thought that is coming. Sat, I'm so grateful. And so it's so beautiful. And when I came in, I bombarded with so much thought for a second. But when I saw the quote, I just saw the, it is so little, I couldn't even read it. But I just saw the word gratitude, and that was
enough
to take
over the complication.
Yes, and then I was watching, even during the meditation, the thought was coming, but they were just dropping by themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful.
Gratitude, for those of us that are very familiar with it, doesn't it feel like a spring of fresh water that you know is not going to end?
Mm-hmm.
It's just increases as you discover it more and more. Also, when I'm sure you can all agree with me, when your mind is bothering you and the situation around you is not pleasant, if for a moment you say, "Oh, thank you," immediately you have stopped yourself from going with the past. It's finished, it's gone, it's over. It has that power of the moment of gratitude, as if it's saying to your mind, shut up. You're on your own. I'm taking another direction.
With what Mira said, I remember when I was in California, when I would open my eyes, I would feel this weight and heaviness of being away, which you also helped me with when I was away. Like, and I feel now, like what she says, when I open my eyes now, it's like, oh my gosh, is it Tuesday? Am I gonna hear her voice? Is it Monday? Am I gonna see her? Oh, is it Sunday? Okay. If it's Saturday, I can make myself busy. Okay, it's the only day. And I go, like, literally,
yeah.
It starts that instant that mm-hmm. I have a consciousness that I'm a little flower, the day is progressing. Mm-hmm. I look at the pictures I have of you on the wall, I greet you, we have a little thing,
mm-hmm.
and then the day rolls as it rolls.
Yeah, just the day I was sent a quote from Brahmana, which he talked about, one-pointedness, to the point that erases everything else, and in that there is gratitude and contentment.
And they're such two separate worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One is filled with misery and the bad kind of emptiness. The other one is filled with unending joy and the right kind of emptiness.
Well, well said. Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody already said everything about gratitude, and to me, gratitude is the difference of feeling like you're in heaven versus you are in a very dark and
You could say hell.
I'm sorry.
It goes with your heaven.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
I said you can say, instead of dark, hell.
Okay.
We're okay with that.
It's really is like that. It feels like that when you feel like everything is so beautiful around you, and as everybody said, plentiful. Versus there's something that you don't have and you're lacking, and that makes it really like hell. And you have taught me again to be more grateful for what I have, and I appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Satchan, we say that gratitude is a true gratitude, I'm asking a question, is more of a state than an action. Like, you know, I say I have gratitude to this, is I am, you know, as my ego I'm doing that. But the true gratitude is like a state, is a being that, you
yeah.
know, that being, you know,
yeah.
you feel, then you feel that, you know, yeah. that, you know, heaven, you feel
but
that.
You know, even as an ego, it's very important to be grateful. In fact, for ego, it's more important Not for reality. What does reality does have to do with it? In order for the ego to progress toward its liberation, it needs to adapt the gratitude. Otherwise, in a much deeper level, there is no need for gratitude, right? But I can say that the more you're free of your pride, your gratitude becomes more real. You feel it more. It is more real. It's not lip service, which is still has a value, even lip service. Because at that time, when you say, no, I'm grateful for somebody that is not used to it, it really puts a stop in their thinking, right? But as the ego realizes the contentment of his heart more often and becomes less attached, identified with the mind, definitely our gratitude has much more contentment and it's more real and more joyful. But it really gets its joy from association. The more you associate with God or with the self, the more real everything you do is, right? It's not fake anymore. But it's still faking it is better than not to. That's my take on that.
Can you do my absolute favorite thing you've ever said about how the ego becomes grateful for its own elimination?
Go ahead.
On your birthday in 2018 in Mexico, you said, "What a beautiful purpose this dream's role was given, and for that I'm grateful." And who is grateful? Who is grateful? The one that thought it was an entity over many, many lifetimes and suffered through them. That entity gets grateful for its own elimination. That is obedience to the self. Finally, the entity realized what it is, and it is saying, you know what? I'm better off to merge. I'm not going to go through any more struggle to live as an individual. I've had enough. I'm listening. I'm obeying. I'm eliminating. I'm cooperating. Eliminate me. I have had enough taste of that which is eternal to know better. Even when I'm not obeying, force me to obey. I mean it. I want to go. I want to merge into something that is so much more greater and so much more infinite and so much more meaningful. And then it becomes grateful to itself. It says, look, I wandered around like a vagabond in the mind, thinking I am somebody. I give up. I am nobody. Let's get it over with. That's when the beauty of the self comes to the surface.
That goosebump was it all?
Wow.
My talk. I'm really impressed.
Could you share that, please?
Of course.
Thank you.
Sachin, you have brought us such a long way that it's easy sometimes to forget, and actually, sometimes we like to forget the past, but I can tell the difference. That nagging things that was constantly bringing lack, or something is missing, something needs to be fixed, that is gone. That is not there.
That was a tremendous mountain for you to break. I'm so glad to hear that.
It's all because of you.
And your trust and your love and your practices. Yeah, we are blessed with enlightened friends all around, guru, and
the opportunity to associate.
To associate.
I want to say so one more thing. Whenever I come and your gate is open
and your car is here,
your car is there. It's like the gates of heaven are open. I'm so happy. And I
so true.
To make sure the car is there, then I'm super happy.
tell each other, she's here, she's here. I saw the car.
Those of us that have been in India, there would be a rumor that Baba is coming. There would be this rush. Everybody in the street lining up. I remember one time Baba's car went by. Involuntarily, I went like this.
Was he in there?
He was in there. He was looking. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that... Are we done, Master of the program?
As you say, Satcha. What do you say? It looks like we are.
Well then, let's feel as much gratitude for absolutely no itemizing, just undirected, intense gratitude. Namaste, guys.